In today's episode, I'm talking about the power of decision making. It's coming up to that time of year where you're going to be making decisions around your future, around your goals, about what you want to do for 2022. And if you're not listening to this in December 21, when this is taking place, it doesn't matter because you're still going to make decisions for the rest of your life. And those decisions that you make are going to have results, and those results are the life you're going to lead. Well, let's get into it.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
I think you're one decision away from a different life. Have you ever thought about it like that? With life being the result of our choices in the present, then those choices represent our future results, played out through the decisions that we're making. Every second of every day, we're making decisions. So even if you think you're someone who struggles to make decisions or to commit to a thing, you actually really aren't. It's only in certain areas or aspects of your life that you're perhaps slower to make decisions on. Yet, at the same time, that slowness, that stalling, that procrastination is also a decision. It's choice, choosing to do or not to do. Decisions, they can be like magic if we're willing to let them put on a show. And I've come to recognize that there's kind of like this five-step process for making progress and seeing success, but only after the actual decision has taken place. You see, the five-step process for me is the how, but without the destination punched into the onboard computer, we won't be able to deploy the sat nav to full effect. So getting to decision point is key. And what's the sat nav? Well, you should know by now that it's your internal guidance system. And the key word there is yours. It's you, yours, not mine, not your partners, not your boss, not your kids, not your friends. It's your guidance system, and a system that's been programmed by every little moment you've experienced before it up until now in your life. Moments that have been stored, you know, that impact your ability to plan your own journey. Moments that involved the outside world and your experiences and interpretations in it. And you are not the world. In a crowded room with lots of people, all right, from all over the world. So say you're in a crowded room, could be a cinema, from lots of people from all over the world. You might say that you're experiencing the world at that moment. And if everyone else gets up and leaves, you're still there. The world is still there. You're the one who's watching the world, just like you were the one watching the movie. If the movie isn't enjoyable, then you have a choice. Keep watching or leave. It's a simple choice. It's a simple decision. Yeah, we start to think it out. The pros and cons. Do we sit through it even though we aren't enjoying it? Or do we recognize that we can change what we see? And I'm hoping you're picking up that I'm talking about your life's movie here. I'm not talking about you sitting in the Omniplex with your kids or nieces or nephews. But decisions take you down a path. Always. Always, always, always. They're going to take you to a destination. Call it destiny if you want. Where you are today is a result. A direct result of your life's decisions, of your life's choices. Am I right? In your head, I know you're saying, yes, Paul, you're right. I am responsible for where I am. It's not my parents. It's not my teachers. It's not my ex. It's not my boss. It's not the government or the WHO. It's not Greg's. It's not Magners or Haagen-Dazs or New Look. I want you to take responsibility. I want you to act with integrity and follow through on your words you're speaking to yourself. That starts with the decision to own your own shit. Are you making the decision for you? You'll always know a person's decisions by the results. You'll know whether their decisions were sound or not. You don't ever have to make a wrong decision. Think about that. You don't ever have to make a wrong decision. You only make it a wrong decision if you don't learn from a decision you made and got a result you didn't want and go about changing it then after that. And that's all too familiar for those of us on a health and fitness journey, a weight loss journey. Making decisions that haven't been ideal and then seeing the expected, unwanted result. Changing you starts with decisions and pre-decisions. Maybe you haven't heard of that before, that pre-decision. I don't even know if it's a thing. It's my thing. Pre-decision could be around food or drinks, you know, on an evening out. So here's an example, you know, that I recommend and chat to with clients is that knowing where you're going and getting a look at the menu before you go and making a decision before you actually sit down and order, it's probably going to save you a few hundred calories at the very, very least, not to mention a few quid in your pocket. If you can make a pre-decision here, one that's middle of the road, giving you some level of pleasure, but also semi-healthy, then you're more likely to stick to it. Otherwise, you'll make the decision on an empty stomach, which places too much emphasis on your willpower, which doesn't fucking exist, basically. And you know that's not something you can rely on, unless it's sharper than the chef's knife that's in the kitchen. But you're making decisions every second of the day. Accept that. In your job, at home, family, food, exercise, thought processes, driving. But I'd be fairly confident that very few of you were, you know, actually ever taught how to make decisions. I wasn't. Being that it's pretty important for your life's path and destiny, it might be an area that you want to give a little bit more attention to, as at this point we're heading into the new year and your year is going to be shaped by the decisions that you're making. So, and when you procrastinate, so something we were kind of chatting about last night in one of the groups that I was in, when you procrastinate over something, all right, procrastination was the topic for a little bit. When you're procrastinating over something, you're creating this gap, all right? So you're leaving this gap between the thing that you're procrastinating over and you. The gap is going to be filled. And the gap is going to be filled with doubt and worry. If doubt and worry are what you experience with most of life's situations. So if you're the person who always feels that you're doubting about things and worrying about things, and you procrastinate over a thing, leaving this gap between the thing that you're thinking about making a decision on and you, that gap is going to be filled with doubt and worry. You'll always fill the gaps with what you know. Nature abhors a vacuum. It's something that is always getting filled. Space is always filled, even if it's getting filled with air. So if you don't see yourself as a person who's confident in decision making, then you view yourself as someone who is indecisive, someone who can't choose. Indecision causes fear. Fear keeps you stuck. And when fear keeps you stuck, you do nothing. How often has nothing helped you? You'll miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Strength in decisions can be created just like confidence, belief, increased self-esteem, etc. Okay? Strength can be created in all of those areas. Decisions shouldn't start with how. That's how it keeps us stuck. Remember that. I always say that. Decisions start with why. Everything you do should start with why. When you went to buy your first house or rent your first house, get your first job, go on your first holiday, get married, you started with why. Then you figured out the rest. You figured out the how. And this is part of the goal-making and achieving process, understanding your why. You didn't just arrive on holiday without a decision, and you definitely aren't doing it these days. You may say something like, whenever it comes to a holiday or a car or a house, I don't have the money for this. I don't have the money for that. You don't need the money right now. You need the decision. There's the alarm going off. That's the alarm to go and pick up my son. But I've delegated that decision out to my daughter. You don't need the money. You need the decision. Then you start to figure out the aspect later on about getting the money. Money's part of the process that follows the decision. Until you make the decision, you will definitely not have the money. Because that money's going to be there for something else. It's going to be going to something else. You've decided the money's for something else. So you need the decision first. Thinking of hiring a coach, the first thought is, can't afford it. make the decision to do the thing, then work the rest out after. And on that, just let me caveat here for a little second on the power of decisions and ask you if you have plans in place for weight loss, fat loss, confidence boosting and anxiety decreasing paths in 2022 yet. And if not, then I'd urge you to get in touch with me. I've 7 places left as of the release of this podcast for remote coaching. So that's anywhere in the world. There's a link in the show notes to a quick quiz that will tell us if you're suitable for coaching with me or not. It'll either give you a link to my diary or it won't. Or, and this is a big one, you ready for it? This is a big one. I haven't really told anyone about this yet. If you're listening to this, you're one of the first to find out. If you want the VIP in-person treatment with me and live within 7 miles of my hometown of Antrim, Northern Ireland, then you are literally one of the first to hear that I'm opening a boutique training studio in the heart of the town in a few weeks. And ready for that new year kickstart. I will be working exclusively with a small number of clients throughout 2022 in a semi-private training setting where you will work in a team of 6 to achieve your goals. And this is actually one of those times when I can say, hand on heart, that spaces are limited because I'm only operating 2 groups at the start of the year. Now, do the maths. Both are going to be running in the evenings, by the way. That's 12 places. 2 of those places are already taken. One was taken this week, one was taken the previous week. One by a current client and one by somebody who reached out to me at the start of the week. So that means there are limited to 10 more spots. So if you like what you hear, like what you see with me, and recognize that this is the sign that you've been waiting for, then fill in the fucking quiz form, take some action. Just make the decision to fill in the form. Then we can have a chat about what comes next. Decide, do I want help or not? That's the decision right now. You got to make the first decision before you can get to making the decision on the next bit. So that's in the show notes. It's the same quiz form. Maybe we'll get a chat. Like I said, if you meet the criteria, you'll get a link to my diary. If you don't, you'll be told that it's just not the right time for you. So make the decision. I'd say make the decision, right, to do the thing. Then work the rest out after. Choose first. The how comes later. And if you think you can't choose a thing, then go after it. Ask yourself, where is that thought process coming from? So if you think that you can't just choose a thing, then go after it, where is that thought process coming from? It's probably coming from opinion. It's probably coming from past experience, from limiting beliefs, from a mindset that's fixed on the idea that you can't. Who told you you can't? If you think you can't, you won't. So why think it? Your thoughts are what cause you to manage every decision you ever made. You're the total of all your thoughts. And you are surrounded by decision makers in your life, or you're surrounded by lurkers hiding in the background, hoping someone else will make the call, maybe for you or for them or for all of yous, so that they don't have to make the decision. That's going to be your environment. Have a look at your environment. Who is in your environment? Where do you fit in? Do you have decision makers around you? Are you the decision maker? Are you relying on someone else to make decisions? Are you leading your life, or is someone else allowing themselves to lead your life based on their decisions? So if you have people around you who procrastinate, you too are likely to procrastinate. People, you know, maybe deciding to see the bad. People deciding to see the ugly. People deciding to see the negative and the worst case scenario in things. Deciding to be unaffected by negative people. Hopefully you're surrounded by someone like that. Be unaffected by negative people. By unhappy people. Be unaffected by shit things that happen in life. Because that's all up to you. I'm not telling you to see something as negative as positive. So I'm not saying that. I'm not saying turn the negative into a positive, because that shit doesn't fly with me, all right? I'm not of that mindset, oh, just turn the negative into a positive. Don't always work. Can't always do it. And if you're hearing that from people, oh, just turn the negative into a positive, it only works in certain situations. I'm telling you to be indifferent to things. It's about letting go. talked about that in the podcast before. That's how we manage thoughts, but that's also how we manage decisions. If you want to create a life full of opportunity, then it starts with wanting to create a life of opportunity. You get that? It's in line with what you want. So if you want to create a life of opportunity, you got to be wanting to create a life of opportunity. That is the first decision. I'm going to do this. I don't know how yet, but I am. And I am because I can. You can and you will if you decide to do it. Then burn the avenues of escape and retreat. I ran into a guy that I used to work with recently, and I hadn't seen him since I left the job. So obviously I was in the police, and he's a police officer. And I hadn't seen him since I left, and that was in like 2017. And I spoke about how things have been since I left that job. I told him about the rough patch that I went through in 2019. You know, I said I could have taken a career break at the time. I could have taken like a 5-year career break. But I knew then, if things got tough, I would end up back in the job, crawling back. And they got fucking tough. You know, I've said it before, even went for a job interview at the beginning of 2020 because I almost gave up. But thanks to a couple of people in my environment, people believing in me, people telling me that I was too good to stop doing what I was doing, I made a decision at that point to remember the original fucking decision. Don't give up. And the original decision was to have no boat to go back to. I had no option of retreat. And then I started to remember things. I started to remember that there was opportunity, because if I built it once, I could build it again. And I could build it better because I then know the things not to do. So I believe I have. And I believe I am. And I believe it's getting better. And I'm enjoying it more. And I'm doing it on my terms. And I'm also really looking forward to 2022 because it's going to kick off pretty damn good once I start to do what I plan to do. Lots of people out there decide to do a thing to change. The New Year's resolutions, the fresh starts. But when they come up against a few hurdles or brick walls, they quit. If you're making decisions about New Year's resolutions in the first couple of days in January, it's pretty much guaranteed that in 3 weeks they're going to be done. You're finished with them. Guarantee you. I know there are some of you out there who will follow sports, right? Take football, for example. And I'll use an example here. And the example I'm going to use is about someone I don't like, all right, playing for a club I don't like. All right, but I'm okay to use it because it's a good example. Cristiano Ronaldo, world record goal scorer, renowned for his ability to find the net, scored the most professional goals now in world football, all time, world record goal scorer. But you don't remember the ones he misses now because he scores so many, and he has scored so many in the past, and he's still banging them in. He's like, I don't know, he's the same age as me. He's like 38, something like that. I'm 40, obviously. Most strikers get 3 chances in a game, and if they're good, they'll take 1. Babe Ruth, the American baseball player, you've heard of him, I'm sure, 714 home runs he hit, but he was struck out 1,330 times. So losing twice as many as he scored. But who do we remember? We remember Babe Ruth and his 714 home runs. I don't know where it comes from, but we get this belief that just because we decide a thing and it doesn't work out, that we should stop. I see it too with so many people in business. I've obviously almost been part of it. You know, they'll launch something. It'll be a course or a program. And because it's not fucking instant success, they'll jump onto something else. That one unwanted result is seen as a failure. And it becomes a failure because they don't try it again with a fresh approach. And my daughter did her driving test a few months ago and she failed it. I asked her, was she not going to take it again? She told me she'd failed it. I was like, you're not going to take it again? She said she was. I said, well, then you haven't failed. You just didn't pass the first one. You'll only fail if you never take the chance again. You'll only fail if you never take the test again. If you're from Northern Ireland, did you ever play the slots and barries? The tens or the twos? Doesn't matter, but you know, you see there's coins all piled up in one area, one side, and you try to pick the correct slot to use, the one that's going to hit home. Hope. You pick that slot and you hope. Fucking place your bet on hope. Drop the coin and it hits one of those little bastard buffers and bounces one way, then the other. You can't predict it with any certainty at all. That's chance. That's hope. You know that, but you still play. You know it's rigged for you to lose. You always lose. It's fucking 2p's. Even if you win 20p. Getting roped into things. What if it goes this way for me? What if it goes that way? That's just hope, chance, and wishing. There's no real decision. No skill. It's hope, it's chance. Decisions come from a strong concept, though, of who you are. Your thoughts, be it around decisions, around diet, around motivation, around energy levels, around commitment, or consistency, or whatever. They cannot change unless you have new ideas. For you think from ideas. Neville Goddard, in his book, The Power of Awareness, stated that, a second, he stated that new thoughts come from new ideas. You have to create the new picture of yourself as the person who makes decisions, who is motivated, who has endless energy, who is committed, consistent. You have to create in that person the desire to be that person through assuming it as already being so. And the only way to make that assumption stick is to actually constantly repeat the idea and thought of you as that thing, as that person, as that decision maker, as that business owner, as that parent, that partner, the car owner, the house owner, the person who goes on that holiday. It's why people have vision boards. It's why you tie your shoes. You did the thing over and over. Walk, cycle, swim, drive, and so on. Persistent thought backed up by persistent action. Goddard also said that by desiring to be other than what you are, you can create an ideal of the person you want to be and assume that you're already that person. Assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. It's not this idea that I'll believe it when I see it. If everyone took that approach, we would still be living in caves. To believe it before you see it in the world, you have to see it in your mind first. And if it's something you've not done before, you're going to have to use the most amazing tool that we possess in our mind. We all have that tool. It's the imagination. Use your imagination a little more over the coming weeks. We're entering this magical period of the year. If you're listening to this at the time, it's a Christmas period. Seems a little bit more magical than the rest of the year. Use your imagination a little bit more. If you're setting goals, what do you want to achieve? What do you want to achieve? Why do you want to achieve it? Why do you want to achieve it? And what will life look like when you do? That's the key. What is life going to look like? Create the picture. Write about it. Draw the picture. Go make some decisions on your life now, because your mind is primed from listening to this episode. All right, I've been banging on about decisions here. Your mind is now primed for decision making just by listening to this episode. That's how you strike when the iron's hot. You want to work with me? Fill in the quiz sheet in the show notes and come work with me if you're offered the chance to book a call. It'll be one of the best decisions you make. And that's a guarantee, 100% guarantee. So make it now. Until next time, have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. you can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request, and you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.